He had already taken his first sip of coffee when Molly walked into his office and sat down. "What do we know about the Golden Horizons retirement village?" he said. "Why, are you thinking of checking yourself in?" He looked at her. "Who owns it?" he said. "Who runs it? What kind of financial shape is it in? What's its history? Stuff like that. Also, I want a list of the residents, past and present. I want to see if we know any of them." "Why?" "Something's fishy."
"Fishy?"
"This business with Donnie Jacobs has raised my hackles."
"Fishy? Hackles? You're quite the linguist this morning."
"I think Donnie's being mistreated." Molly didn't say anything. "See what you can learn," Jesse said. Molly stood.
"It's always something around here," she said.
Jesse watched her go. Then he picked up his address book, found the number he was looking for, and dialed it.
"Foster, Wells, and Jacobs," a female voice answered.
"Jesse Stone for Emma Jacobs," Jesse said.
"One moment, please."
"Jesse," Emma Jacobs said when she picked up the call. "This is a surprise." "How are you doing?"
"Just as you'd expect from a harried New York advertising wonk. Nothing ever changes."
"Still setting the world on fire?"
"One match at a time," she said. "What's going on?"
"Donnie."
"Is he all right?"
"In a manner of speaking." "When did you see him last?"
"Maybe a month or so ago." "Why? Has something happened?"
"He wandered off again."
"Oh, dear."
"Golden Horizons seems to have security issues. We got a missing persons call."
"And?"
"I found him at the house."
"Was he okay?"
"He seems to be doing less well, Emma. He was more confused than usual. He kept asking for Dolly."
"It's the fucking Alzheimer's."
"He said something about being mistreated. I noticed bruises on his arms. When I went back to check on him this morning, he appeared to have been sedated."
"How about I drive up tomorrow?" she said.
"Let me know when, and I'll meet you at Golden Horizons." Emma didn't say anything. "It'll be all right, Emma. Don't start blaming yourself just yet."
"I'll try not to," she said, and ended the call.
Jesse sat back in his chair and thought about Emma Jacobs. Donnie had introduced them. Since they were both single, Donnie had the idea that they might like each other. They did, but not romantically. He had kept track of her over the years. He occasionally saw her when she was in town visiting her parents. Jesse's thoughts were interrupted by the insistent buzz of his cell phone. He answered it.
"Clarice Edgerson," Gino said. He provided a phone number. Then he hung up.